It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Why is he on my team and you can't do anything about it because he makes tens of millions of dollars and he's supposed to be my superstore?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
But don't hit it. What are you doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure.
I know why your dad's tweeted it or texted a Joe Flacco in the middle of nothing.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Something happened and I just hit that and started working again.
I know, but it's all over the air.
That was over the air?
You know, this team is just not that good.
Yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Tick.
They're an amazing team, aren't they?
Yes.
Rick and Craig on the T-Box. Well, it is time for the emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. He's a solid e-brake player. He comes to us from Team Hardline. This is this week during Why Today Doesn't Suck. The San Diego Padres were recently in town. And Bob had a little story about this, about one of his kids thinking that that was a strange name for a team.
Oh, I enjoyed, Bob, you saying that your son, your Spanish-speaking son, was a little confused at the existence of the Padres. I could see that if you were in another country. Yeah, that would be a little confusing.
That makes no sense.
So you're like, you thought you would tell him, oh, well, it's not just calling him the dads. It's, you know, like the priest. And he's like, okay.
That's so the that best they could do.
What a horrible mascot.
Right. Is he
kind of pick your voice
little nuns dancing on the dugout? And
it doesn't make a ton of sense.
No.
There's no beer, just wine.
Giveaways every day.
And
constantly giving free admission to 8-year-olds.
Oh.
Seriously?
Okay. What was your question?
We're going to go there, huh?
What happened? Snake.
Just the first 10,000.
Dan loves
voucher for
more
a free Snickers
mini
bar.
Bat day.
First 10,000 yeah.
The first 10,000 nude 8-year-olds.
Oh, my
bro.
God.
Come on, man.
Okay. We went from just hinting.
Is it 3 o'clock?
To Kool-Aid Man running through the wall yelling, oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's like the first time you heard him say, you thought that was maybe going to be the joke too far, but then you heard the last one from Corby.
Funny observation by Bob.
Yeah, hilarious. There's Corby coming up through that rant farm system. Sometimes he gets a hit. Sometimes he will turn around and hit the umpire with a bat. You just don't know what they're going to do at the plate. And
no one remembers the rant.
Well, maybe they will if they hear this one more time.
Oh, I enjoyed, Bob, you saying that your son, your Spanish-speaking son, was a little confused at the existence of the Padres. I could see that if you were in another country. Yeah, that would be a little confusing.
That makes no sense.
So you're like, you thought you would tell him, oh, well, it's not just calling him the dads. It's, you know, like the priest. And he's like, okay.
That's so the that best they could do.
What a horrible mascot.
Right. Is he
kind of pick your voice?
Little nuns dancing on the dugout. And
it doesn't make a ton of sense.
No.
There's no beer, just wine.
Giveaways every Friday.
And
constantly giving free admission to 8-year-olds.
Oh.
Seriously?
Okay.
What was your question?
We're going to go there, huh?
What happened?
Snake.
Just the first 10,000.
Dan loves
voucher for
more
a free Snickers
mini
bar.
Bat day.
First 10,000
The first 10,000 nude 8-year-olds.
Oh, my
bro.
God.
Come on, man.
Okay. We went from just hinting.
Is it 3 o'clock?
To Kool-Aid Man running through the wall yelling, oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
I think, isn't Corby Catholic, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I guess that gives him license.
Right.
I don't know how that works.
And see, that's a definite rant way to deliver a line.
The rant right. play of deliver the horrible line and then say, immediately snap back into, and what was your question?
Yeah, what was your question?
You had a little something you were going to ask.
And what happened? What happened? You happened, Corby. That's why you're candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Normandy invasion is Donnie Dew. Apparently, I guess this was in college, and this sport is hard to say. Badminton. But no one says it like
that. No, they say mitten.
Yeah, badminton. You know, you say it fast.
Badminton.
But I've never heard it said like this.
Wait a minute. Donnie was also trained in badminton, we were told this morning.
Yeah, he did breeze over
tennis
there.
Tennis and badminton. That was the class, yes. I got to the finals in the badminton team portion, and we got annihilated.
Really?
In the finals, yes.
I don't think it's pronounced badminton.
Yeah,
badminton.
Badminton.
Did I say badminton?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Twice.
Badminton.
Yeah,
twice. Badminton.
Badminton. Okay.
A shuttlecock.
I want to do all of those things.
You want to play badminton?
Not badminton.
Or what about badminton?
I don't want to do that either.
You don't even know what it is. It may be the most fun you've ever had.
Okay, show me what it is and then we'll talk. Okay. Make something up and
done.
Then we'll talk.
Done. Badminton is on the way. Jules.
Can you say that if you want to go play? Hey, you want to go badminton?
No. Mm. It would be badmintoning.
Badmintoning?
Badmintoning.
It is a cross-up name for a sport.
Yeah, well, they need to fix that name.
When's the last time y'all played that?
Boy, a long time ago, but I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's
right.
a blast. Isn't it basically volleyball, but with the little rackets and the little birdie or shuttlecock.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of fun. By the way, according to Webster's, either pronunciation is correct. Badminton or badminton.
Well, let's go with badminton.
That's harder to say, though, isn't
I know,
it?
No, but yeah. It's more fun to correct people on it.
Well, there's Donnie as candidate number two.
Yeah, badminting is not in here among the correct pronunciations.
No. I wouldn't think you could find that. This one is going to be on Matt Birmingham, who was at the controls of the Hardline just the other day. This may have been yesterday.
This is yesterday, yes.
Yeah, this was yesterday on Thursday. And they were trying something in a studio down the hallway. And this is Pilot Air. Listen to how loud this noise is. It sounds like a horn. It's actually some sort of tone that was being set by they were testing out something in the studio. And Ham had the wrong dial up.
He was upstaged later that evening by Luca. Adelis is 28 years old. Unlike you, Adelis was born in Cuba.
Sorry, I was just tuning my saxophone.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
Why does things sound weird? Now they don't.
Oh, my God. That had to have been Dan's...
I thought it was Corby screaming.
Connection, right? That was the Hang Zone's connection.
I was about to blow some Coltrane in here, bruh.
Anyway, it's possible the moment has passed on this story. He defected from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You like Danny's phrase, why does things sound weird?
Yes.
Why does things sound weird? Somewhere in there, he got the little bit of the dipty do, Danny cadence going.
I think that was really loud, and it threw him for a loop.
That was loud. That was loud. Listening to it again,
I
we
know.
Could have done something to help it a little bit, couldn't we? Brought that level down.
Nope,
man.
Okay.
So those are your three candidates: Corby, Donnie, or Ham for the ham horn. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let me get on top of that, all right? Whoops.
Yeah, you ready?
Oh, yes. Hey, guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Okay.
You're doing well. Could you walk across the room and pick up your phone?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, I've been standing here. Man, beautiful day. A lot of rain down here.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, okay, there's a bailout. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Again. You leave those Catholic priests alone.
Okay.
It's a
Thank
Chris
you.
Crocker vote.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Good morning, users. My Padre said I should vote for Corby, and that's fact.
It's Cassidy.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Hey, users!
Have a good day at school.
Where's Triple Fight Cassidy?
Right there?
That was real Cassidy doing Triple Fight Cassidy.
Okay. All right, well, Merry Christmas, Cassidy.
Okay.
In future years. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd just like to vote for...
Hand horn vote there. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hello, is this George?
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to vote in the E Award, but
okay.
I want to tell you guys that you really helped me through a tough spot this last year.
Bad acting.
It's been really hard on my family with the COVID, mm-hmm. and you guys really saved my life.
Okay, what's the punchline?
Get to the punch or the vote.
Is it more?
I love you guys.
God.
Okay.
Let's see how long you can keep crying.
Oh, my God.
He's in it for the long haul.
You think?
You know what? He did just make history.
Oh, my God.
No one has ever called this the E Award before.
Yeah. Okay, I can't take it.
Why can't you?
No, because it's a beatdown.
You saved me. And I
Hi,
love
you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, I got a question real quick, and then I'll vote responsibly, guys. Is Cassidy, by any chance, Dan Bennett's daughter? Because she gets in all the time. And
no.
A little bit less Cassidy on the air. And I'd like to vote for Corby. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful day.
No, we need more Cassidy on the air.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Musers, T-Break Man, let's kick it! You got fight for your ride for the Padres!
Whoa. Thanks, T-Break Man. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Ticket AM?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dennis DeYoung.
Oh, hey, it's the lead singer of Styx. How are you?
Rand, didn't he?
Good. Yeah. I like your show a lot.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And I just
why don't you go ahead and walk out into traffic
or vote?
Oh God. Yeah. I want to vote for
No, no, no. Go ahead and walk out into traffic. Don't vote. Don't vote. Just go out into traffic.
What am I doing?
You're walking out in traffic.
The gun's in my mouth. What do I do now?
See what you did there?
God.
He was trying to vote, and you wouldn't let him. Then he went darker than you did. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I am right here.
Wow.
Unreal.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Neesers, I want to vote for Snake L. Davidson. Yes, you know. And y'all have a happy last night and early morning. Love you.
And that is the thing that will give us all Alzheimer's, hearing that every week.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think that's going to make us better, and it gives Corby a win. Win, win, win.
Oh, I enjoyed, Bob, you saying that your son, your Spanish-speaking son, was a little confused at the existence of the Padres. I could see that if you were in another country. Yeah, that would be a little confusing.
That makes no sense.
So you're like, you thought you would tell him, oh, well, it's not just calling him the dads. It's, you know, like the priest. And he's like, okay.
That's so the that best they could do?
What a horrible mascot.
Right. Is he
kind of pick your voice?
Little nuns dancing on the dugout? And
it doesn't make a ton of sense.
No.
There's no beer, just wine.
Giveaways every Friday.
And
constantly giving free admission to 8-year-olds.
Oh.
Seriously?
Okay. What was your question?
We're going to go there, huh?
What happened? Snake.
Just the first 10,000.
Dan loves
voucher for
more
a free Snickers
mini
bar.
Day.
First 10,000 jokes.
The first 10,000 nude 8-year-olds.
Oh, my
bro.
God.
Man. Okay.
We went from just hinting.
Is it 3 o'clock?
To Kool-Aid Man running through the wall yelling, oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Corby.
What was your question?
Sorry, what was your question?
Is it 3 o'clock yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
3 o'clock, yes. Right out of the Rant farm system. Yes. How many wins is that for Corbin?
That is his 75th win, 44 behind Norman Galane Hitzkus.
Okay.
75 there for the snake. All right, you guys excited about this? We had a topic come up this week, and we have a mystery guest that is going to address that particular conundrum coming up here in just 4 minutes.